Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining me for another podcast. Happy Hanukkah, happy holiday season, whatever you celebrate, happy whatever that is. My name is Patty. The shop is Herbs to Your Health. Our phone number is 724-836-7440. Website is www.herbstoyourhealth.net. Please order from the website or just go and read about the supplements I'm talking about. However, why wouldn't you just order them? For the topic for today's podcast is, I'm thinking of Jeopardy. And in the 70s, it used to be called hodgepodge, the category. Now it's called potpourri. However, I don't really watch that often, so I don't even know if they have that. So this is just a collection of stuff that I've read about recently and thought I would pass on. The first topic is boost your immune system with herbal medicine. And it's about Pau D'Arco, or Pau D'Arco as we say it incorrectly. It's long, for centuries, been used around the world. In recent years, many of the herbs' health benefits have been recognized by conventional medicine, especially in strengthening the immune system. Hard to believe, but researchers associated with the U.S. Department of Agriculture recognized the significant anti-tumor, anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and antiviral benefits. While a Munich researcher has based his entire doctoral thesis on the herb's incredible powers for supporting the immune system, it's widely understood there's a link between the body's immune system and the body's ability to fight off cancer, infectious diseases, and many other chronic health conditions. We need a healthy immune system for all of that. And let me just say that if you take all of your immune supplements and still, quote unquote, come down with, end quote, something frequently, it means that you have stress. I'm just saying. One gentleman carries distress remedy in his pocket because he can't go into public places without freaking out, panic attack. So that's a good thing to carry distress remedy with you. And it is even a better thing to breathe. If you really focus on your breathing, you can ward off any kind of panic, stress, anxiety, mostly anxiety. Anyway, daily consumption of a supplement program and herb with herbs in there, meaning Pau D'Arco is one of them. It's boost immune function. There is a component of Pau D'Arco, and it's called Lapachone. It's called many different things, or those are many different parts of it. I don't know, components. Anyway, the American Cancer Society says that Lapachol was found to fight against certain tumor cells as well as malaria. The 12 types of cancer that it will, Pau D'Arco will slow the growth of, I say it actually can eliminate it. It's bladder, renal cell, colon, squamous, pancreatic, cervical, lung, thyroid, ovarian, and a couple other ones. There are well over 30, well, we only know about 30, constituents, because I'm saying there are well over, but we only know about 30 of them, of Podiarco, but only three were included in studies, or, you know, the American Cancer Society just said one of them. So let's just take it. It comes in liquid. You can put that in your smoothie in the morning, or you can take the capsules. This is another file this under things we already knew, but okay. People who eat a plant-based diet live longer and suffer fewer illnesses. All this evidence we have about healthier diets has been widely disseminated, but most Americans choose to ignore and not eat enough vegetables and fruits. This led scientists to study what components of plants are responsible for their protective effects. Well, they could start studying that and never finish, basically. But one that they did study is quercetin. In 1980, there were 32 studies about quercetin. Move forward to 2022, and there are 2,692 new studies that have been published that mention quercetin. So what is that? What's it good for? Frailty. Frailty can be defined as age-related deficits in normal function that involve several body systems. That is something we don't want to do. Become frail. Your strength and your cognition go hand in hand. So let's not be frail or lose our minds. Quercetin is good for that. Quercetin is a flavanol, but then we have flavonoids. Quercetin, all the flavanols and flavonoids are anti-inflammatory. Quercetin is excellent for eliminating allergies. It's good for the autoimmune system and your memory. It is in Histoblock. And something else we have in the shop is extra virgin olive oil. It's really wonderful, delicious, and guess what? Just over half a tablespoon of olive oil daily may lower dementia risk 28%. So if you're like me, you put two or three tablespoons of olive oil on whatever you're eating. It's not to cook in it. You know, yes, you can use it for cooking, but it's like after the food is cooked, then pour the olive oil over it. Just saying. So these, they followed people for between 1990 and 2018. So what's that, 28 years? There were... it's only 7 grams that they lowered dementia risk, 7 grams, which is a half a tablespoon. And this is something that we already knew, but it was an article. Long-term use of PPIs, proton pump inhibitors, which as we know, they're the heartburn and acid-related disorder drugs that work by reducing stomach acid production. And they cause dementia, a 33% increase in dementia. So let's just drink our olive oil and not take, and you know, if you have stomach problems, there are so many, gastro health, food enzymes, proactazyme, PDA, protein digestive aid, just for that. Also, if you have small intestine bacterial overgrowth, and which is called SIBO, and someone told you don't take probiotics, take antibiotics, if you take probiotics, you're going to, not their word, mine, exacerbate your condition. That is totally false. Antibiotics, anytime you are given antibiotics for a digestive issue, that's what exacerbates the problem. People are so misinformed, uninformed. If you think about it. So I have stomach problems and I'm going to take an antibiotic which kills the good bacteria in my digestive system. And that's going to help. No, it's going to harm. That's medical malpractice. Not accusing anyone, not judging, just saying. This was an article that said magnesium puts psychiatric drugs to shame for depression. So this is a study. And in as much as there are over 3 million cases of depression in the United States, I'd say that's way low. And conventional medicine considers antidepressant drugs first-line treatments, including the newly approved injected postpartum drug costing $34,000 a treatment to the tune of $16 billion in global sales in 2023. Unbelievable. Drugs are antidepressant drugs, anti-anxiety drugs, all that category, are fraught with a battery of serious side effects, including suicidal thoughts and completion. So, yeah, if you're feeling suicidal before you take the antidepressant or anti-anxiety drug, that might throw you over the edge. So just don't. What did Nancy Reagan say? Just say no to drugs. So this is a study that is entitled Role of Magnesium Supplementation in the Treatment of Depression, a Randomized Clinical Trial. So they just, people just took magnesium. And they had significant improvement in both depression and anxiety scores. You know, there when you check yourself. Effects were observed within 2 weeks. Magnesium is a central player in your body's energy production because it's found within 300 enzymes in the human body, including within the biologically active form of ATP known as MGATP. I guess that's for magnesium. In fact, there have been over 3,751 magnesium binding sites identified within human proteins. And so what's that tell us? That it's a central nutritional mineral that is greatly needed, and its importance has been greatly underappreciated. So what else is magnesium good for? Fibromyalgia, atrial fibrillation, any kind of, the people say my heart doesn't beat properly. Take magnesium. Give magnesium a shot at it. Type 2 diabetes, cardiovascular disease and mortality, migraine disorders, aging. Accelerated aging has been noted to be a feature of magnesium deficiency. So, or sleep disorders, try magnesium. This is another article that's entitled, What's the Connection Between Vitamin D and COVID-19? Well, so I want to just say any kind of virus, not just the one virus. If it's a virus, vitamin D3 doesn't care which virus it is, kind of like Silver Shield. Silver Shield doesn't care which one of the more than 650 disease-causing microorganisms or pathogens it is, Silver Shield's going to say, you're not doing any good here. Let's eliminate you. But this study is specific to respiratory infections. They say that even vitamin D3 taken in low doses. So what's the low dose? They say 600 IUs is the recommended daily allowance, I think. So let's not follow those RDAs or recommended daily allowances. That's paltry. So I remember when Dr. Michael Smith from the Life Extension Foundation was on my radio program, which I had a radio show for decades, at least two decades, if longer than two, actually. And he said, first of all, about magnesium, when people split hairs over what kind of magnesium to take, he said it doesn't matter. Every cell in your body has a receptor for magnesium. And then when he was talking about vitamin D3, he said every cell in the body has a receptor for vitamin D, D3. Usually people just say that the immune system cells have D3 receptors. That's true, but it's incomplete. All cells in the body have a vitamin D3 receptor. Magnesium is needed for vitamin D metabolism. So let's just say take a program and take your program every day. And they're saying the clinical bottom line of this study was that vitamin D is likely beneficial for prevention and treatment of severe COVID-19, but more research is necessary. I say, no, it isn't. I mean, go ahead and research if you want to, but we have anecdotal evidence, meaning proof of ourselves and how we can remain healthy by being during the holiday season, especially. So, because there are crowds everywhere you go, there's a crowd of people. So we fortify our immune systems, we take our supplement programs, and we keep stress at bay. Think positive thoughts. So if you're thinking a negative, worrisome thought, change it, right? Who has the power to change your thoughts? People still think that they don't control their thoughts. And when I tell them, yes, you do, they look at me like I'm an alien or something. So I'm just saying, consider the fact that you control your own thoughts. Food and herb and supplement very near and dear to my heart, garlic. I don't know why Christmas makes me think of garlic, but it does. Not only gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but garlic. There are references to garlic in ancient medical texts from Egypt, Greece, China, India, and Rome. I should say Italy, right? Because those are all countries or continents. Hippocrates, who is the father of modern medicine, prescribed it for abdominal and uterine growths, pulmonary problems, and as a cleansing agent. Garlic is rich in health-promoting bioactive compounds such as organic sulfides, saponins, and polysaccharides. Garlic is a powerful antioxidant with anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, antifungal, and antibacterial properties. And it supports heart health. So here are some reasons. So garlic, you know, there are constituents, components of herbs and plants. And so garlic's constituents or components are potassium, high levels of potassium, phosphorus, and zinc, along with enzymes and sulfur-containing compounds, including allicin and alanin, I think is the other one. These are bioactive compounds that exist in garlic, but then if it's chopped or crushed, so this is why we eat raw garlic, because when you bite down on it with your teeth, crunch it, it releases these bioactive compounds. Garlic helps fight reactive oxygen species in the body. In one study, garlic helped to prevent endothelial dysfunction, which is a sign of early atherosclerosis. Garlic cloves also led to enhanced antioxidant activities in people with diabetes, improved C-reactive protein, cholesterol levels, triglycerides, reduces inflammation. Garlic contains compounds that modulate cytokine production. So, you know, when people get really sick from a virus, they have a cytokine storm, which is a cascade of negative events that make you feel really, really sick. And so garlic, yeah. Garlic decreases inflammatory biomarkers, and C-reactive protein, it reduces cancer risk, especially colon cancer. It has antifungal and antibacterial properties, so it's eliminates staph, salmonella, strep, escherichia, klebsiella, shigella, H. pylori. It protects your heart health. So garlic, you know, we can put garlic. And you know, if you don't want to eat garlic, we have a product called high potency garlic, and it's coated with chlorophyll, so nobody will know that you've been swallowing garlic. Garlic lowers blood pressure if your blood pressure is high. It lowers your risk of metabolic syndrome. It has anti-diabetic effects, probably due to its antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. It also protects your bones and skin, and osteoporosis, and it's good for your teeth. I mean, yeah, let's just, if you like garlic, great. If not, just take the tablets. It was an honor again to attend a webinar. By attending, I mean I sit in front of the computer screen. So it's like a Zoom call, but it's a webinar given by a doctor who spoke honestly. It was like, you're welcome for translating. Because it was like he was speaking a different language. I said, what is this gibberish? So I just kind of tuned into what he was saying and kind of boiled it down for everybody. Again, nothing that we didn't already know, but I guess he just figured it out. I don't know. I don't know what his age is, maybe 60, so fairly young. And speaking of young, Cher is 77, and I read a brief interview or just a little piece of the interview, and she said, I'm very close to 80, and what I wouldn't give to be 70 again. So let's say thank you to Cher for her shout out to 70-year-olds. Anyway, this gentleman said his topic was age-related loss of hormone receptor density and function. So he started off with a story of his couple friends he goes to the gym with. They're in their 70s. I'm pretty sure he's younger. If he's 70, he looks pretty good for his age. Anyway, he said one day he said to them, because they looked gaunt, they don't have a lot of muscle function, they're kind of frail. He said, even though they go to the gym and lift weights, it's kind of not doing them any good. So he said to the one guy, you know, I think you would benefit by having some testosterone put in your body. And the guy said, I get my levels checked all the time and I get testosterone and everything's fine and I don't want to blah, 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 you know. So he thought, why isn't this testosterone helping him? Well, it's because hormones have to bind to receptors to have the effect. And endocrine disruptors harm receptors. We file that under something we already know. So we know about the xenoestrogens and those endocrine disrupting, they're basically chemicals. He said receptor health can be identified by age, which downregulates the receptors, supplements, which upregulates the receptors, and nutrition, which upregulates the receptors. He's further said, don't rely on hormone levels alone, because what about the receptors? He didn't say it in plain English like that. However, I'm saying it in plain English. chemicals, heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, stress, chronic psychosocial stress. I like that. That's a direct quote from him. He said, you know, people suffer from chronic psychosocial stress. And I think that is true for many of us. Chronic inflammation downregulates hormone receptors. And the one thing that was interesting to me that he said, most people miss vitamin A, and I have found that to be true. We have vitamin A and D. You could take beta carotene as well, but then you take the vitamin A and D with it. Endocrine disruptors come in through so many ways, things like your kitchen, your house in general. What kind of cleaning products do you use? So clean up your house, clean up your kitchen, clean up your diet. Two ways endocrine disruptors work on the receptors. The first is mimicry. High estrogen is caused by bisphenol A. So when people say they have like this estrogen dominant breast cancer, I'm thinking, yeah, did you remove all the chemicals from your diet first? And the second is it binds into the receptor, then blocks the hormone, the normal hormone. And it's kind of insidious when you think about it. So at one point I said, G-Zoy, and basically to bottom line it, it's to detoxify. Avoid industrial chemicals, pharmaceuticals, fast foods, center aisles of the grocery store, anything not organic, and cleaning products. He said this in the most complicated way. So there, it's things we already know. So I mentioned frankincense earlier. Frankincense is, frankincense oil receives most of the fame and glory, but the humble Boswellia tree from which it is derived can also create powerful natural medicine. Extracts of Boswellia have been used for thousands of years to treat numerous health conditions. Frankincense, meaning true incense, is a resin that comes from any tree species that belongs to the genus Boswellia. They're native to the Middle East, Africa, and India. Boswellia has a documented history of usage that dates back thousands of years. I remember a story from at least 30 years ago. A woman was being treated for, I think it was eye cancer, and she said, my medical doctor, MD, allopathic person, said to get frankincense and put a drop on my eyelid. I said, yeah, I wouldn't want to get it in my eye, but that'll be okay. Never heard what happened to her. So Boswellia is compared to corticosteroids and oral steroids. They may be effective, but at what cost? Serious long-term health consequences such as osteoporosis, cataracts, behavioral and mood changes, plus immunosuppression, to name a few. So IF Relief is an anti-inflammatory and pain-relieving herbal blend. It has Boswellia, very, very similar to, it produces a resin similar to frankincense. It's aromatic, astringent, and anti-inflammatory. It's used for rheumatoid arthritis, osteoarthritis, bursitis, tendonitis. It's good for acute inflammatory conditions like sore throats, laryngitis, ulcerative colitis, psoriasis, asthma, and also, IF Relief has andrographis, another herb from India. It's a bitter herb, so that means it supports liver function. Anytime you hear bitter, think liver. It's helpful for fighting infection. It has analgesic, which is pain relieving, and astringent properties. So it supports liver function and protects the liver against toxins in a manner similar to milk thistle. It's antioxidant and anti-inflammatory and boosts the immune system. It has been proven effective for infectious diseases such as bronchitis, pneumonia, malaria, rabies, leprosy, tuberculosis, and AIDS, allergies, diabetes. Turmeric is another one. Turmeric is the herb that the active ingredient curcumin comes out of. So both are powerfully antioxidant and anti-inflammatory. Curcumin, I think it directly eases pain, but it's not in its top billing, pain. But it is good for headaches, that's turmeric. And then white willow bark. It's nature's aspirin because the salicylic acid found in it is the forerunner of modern aspirin. So salicylic acid eases pain and inflammation. And might I say that if you have a gum problem, anytime you feel like you have a gum problem or swelling or, you know, getting a, maybe a, what's that called, an abscess tooth, you just get the white willow bark powder, you know, twist open the capsule, dump it out, get some silver gel and white willow bark powder and make a poultice. And usually it's gone within, I want to say, hours. So I just wanted to highlight a couple other natural pain relievers. APS2 with white willow bark is herbal aspirin featuring willow bark, valerian, and capsicum. So it has an anti-inflammatory effect. It stimulates circulation, relaxes tense muscles. Licorice root is a natural anti-inflammatory. It's like natural steroid drugs, but licorice root is very, very helpful. Other herbs that have a cortisol-like pain-relieving action include wild yam and yucca. Adrenal support is helpful if somebody's suffering from chronic stress and burnout. The new Taifu lotion with arnica in. I kind of don't like the smell of Taifu, but my sister told me that, you know, put it on because the smell goes away pretty quickly. But it seems like the arnica just stayed there, and I can turn my head and bend, and my neck doesn't even hurt anymore. I don't know what I did to my neck. Curcumin is an anti-inflammatory. I think it's great for pain. And other nervines and sedatives include Nerve 8, valerian, kava, and Nerve 8 has valerian, hops, and wood betony. Wood betony has been discontinued as a single herb. I used to love that. Now we have joint support, and not something I talk about a lot. It's called PLS, Roman numeral 2. It can ease pain by healing tissues. So there are many other natural ways to remove the cause of pain by healing tissues, reducing inflammation, or relaxing muscles. And one more I want to say, if your pain is waking you up at night, it used to be called Formula 303. It's still the same formula. It's now called Relax AMPM or AMPM Relax. Honestly, if you need to sleep and you can't sleep because you have pain, give that a try. You can only get that at the shop. So give us a call, 724-836-7440. Thank you all very much for listening and for all the positive comments. Season's greetings.